1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The highest severe weather risk is in effect for multiple long-track tornadoes this afternoon and into this evening for central Oklahoma and southern Kansas. Following last week's protest, Columbia University has canceled its university-wide graduation ceremony and says there'll be smaller celebrations for individual schools. ABC's Matt Gutman in Los Angeles says this follows another major university similar decision.
And USC, which has canceled its graduation and forbidden its Muslim valedictorian from speaking, now announcing a major graduation party here at the Coliseum for the class of 2024.
Pro-Palestinian demonstrations continue on college campuses in the Middle East. Hopes are fading for a ceasefire as Israel tells civilians to leave the southern Gaza city of Rafah, which could indicate an imminent offensive. And former President Trump will be back in court this morning for the third week in his criminal trial. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. University of Wisconsin-Madison faculty and staff are holding a rally to support the student pro-Palestine protest on campus. They're visiting the encampment and talking to students and others. Professors tell Channel 27 in Madison they hope the faculty rally will push the university to let students be more involved in decision-making. Universities of Wisconsin System President Jay Rothman, meanwhile, says he won't rule out campus police removing tents again from campus like they did last week. Rothman says it's illegal because it's unsanitary and unsafe.
As your mother told you, nothing good happens after midnight, right? So I think we really are concerned about the safety issue, and the encampments ultimately will be gone.
Rothman speaking on WISN-TV's Upfront. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. It's back to school today in Mount Horeb. Counselors are on hand to help anyone who wants to talk about what happened last Wednesday. The Wisconsin Justice Department now says a teenager was brandishing a pellet rifle outside the middle school, which can be lethal. Police are on leave after killing the boy. State agents are poring over body camera video as part of their investigation. The boy never got into the school, and no one inside was hurt. Madison City staff is out with more changes to the hotly debated West Area Plan after backlash from West Side homeowners. The changes include a lower density land use designation for places like Hill Farm Swim Club and a block of land with two churches on Whitney Way and Regent Street. The revised plan also cuts the number of proactive rezoning proposals from 5 locations to 3. The West Area Plan is the first of 12 the city has in the works. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers are going to Kansas City. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open up a 3-game set tonight at Kauffman Stadium against the Kansas City Royals. The crew essentially tied for first place in the NL Central after being shut out in Chicago yesterday, 5-0 by the Cubs at Wrigley. Pat Murphy going to have to get creative with his starting pitchers as Freddy Peralta begins a 5-game suspension for allegedly intentionally beating a batter last week. NBA, the Bucks cleaning out their lockers as their offseason begins. Giannis telling reporters he was still several weeks away from being ready to play coming off that calf injury suffered April 9th against Boston. Damian Lillard.
It's definitely disappointing because you know how much better of a team we are when he's on the floor and how much things change when he's on the floor and you play an entire 82-game season. You go through training camp. You go through all the ups and downs of a NBA regular season and you get to the point where, all right, now we're going to play for everything and you're not whole. It's frustrating. It's disappointing, but it's part of the game.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. We'll get to 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear in the evening. Chance of thunderstorms after midnight, or low 54. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun with scattered thunderstorms and locally heavy rain with those. Our high tomorrow, 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WIS Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Why'd the kid jump off the boat?
I don't know. Why?
Peer pressure.
Oh. Good one, Ned.
Ned isn't funny, but Ned owns a boat, and you don't. So every time Ned tells another one of his unfunny boat puns, you're going to laugh loud and keep on laughing until you get a boat of your own.
A pier where you put a boat.
Yeah, I get it.
And when you do get a boat of your own, make sure you save money by bundling it with your home, auto, or other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Jane, Matt, Nair, and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to Kip Adams from the National Deer Association. Car versus deer doesn't usually end well. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
And, you know, I don't have to go through the list of bipartisan infrastructure law, the PACT Act, the CHIPS Act, all that inflation. 15 million jobs. Look, it's all good. I mean, I was really thrilled to meet the entire staff because, you know, it's not just one person. It's like a composite endeavor.
It is.
And all these people, my goodness, you know, I mean, I have no idea. I had no idea just what went into what is on his plate on a daily basis.
Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker at the White House doing the press briefing.
I love him. He's
amazing. He will be on panel at LA Sexy Liberal, he went on to say.
That's pretty much it. I'm open to questions, although no Star Wars questions, please. but I want to say once again how grateful I am, and it just shows you that one person can be so influential and so positive in our lives. And again, thank you so much.
Yeah, he's just a patriot through and through. And he, by the way, Jeff Flocker echoed everything Mark Hamill said this week. He said, I am not voting for Joe Biden because I am voting for Joe Biden because he's one of the best presidents we've ever had. He is not the lesser of two evils. He is not all we have. He's not a choice any of us have to make begrudgingly. He has been great for America and great for our democracy. And Kamala Harris has been a great VP, period. Yeah. So enough of these hyper-nuanced, petulant whininess, and let's win this thing. Thank you. Amen. Guess who's going to be watching Mark Hamill on panel at LA Sexy Liberal? Jimmer. Our good friend Jimmer says, Steph, my bride and I have VIP tickets to LA Sexy Liberal November 2nd. Squee. We've only missed one since the first one at the Wadsworth, and we can't wait to celebrate the Biden-Harris team and pending return to the White House with the sexiest of all sexy liberals. And Frangela's right. If you come alone, you will make friends and have fun with our wonderful, like-minded people. And you will see we are all not going crazy. We're not taking crazy pills.
I remember the one at the Wadsworth.
I do.
Yes,
I was there.
That's where I met Jody Hamilton.
Yeah.
I was there.
That's when our love story began and your descent into madness. Hold my hand. Hold my hand. Let's bobsled into madness together.
Wasn't there an issue with drinking at that show?
Oh, yes. Yeah. That's back when we were, you know, we were younger and partiers.
Uh-huh.
Back in the day.
Uh-huh.
And there was that one.
It's supposed to be an alcohol-free facility in our.
Because it's on a VA hospital campus.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Let's just say I didn't slip in the booze, but somebody did. Okay.
And remember the line to the ladies' room?
Yes.
That went all the way to the stage?
Okay. Yes, I remember that. Okay.
I used the men's room.
Guess where the... Oh, you little rabble-rouser. All right, guess what's up next?
What?
You know, the party of all parties where Sexy Liberal was born. Right.
We are all here to save the world.
We're on a mission from God.
Stephanie Miller, Sexy Liberal, Save the World comedy tour is underway. And now, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's going into Wisconsin.
Saturday, May 11th at the Barrymore Theater.
Well, I got this
kicked out of me in Wisconsin once. Forget it.
Starring Stephanie Miller.
I know. I'm excited, too, because I was just elected Speaker of the House of Representatives.
John Fugelsang.
80's fine with me. I'll take the old guy who needs another nap over the old guy who needs another defense attorney. Do you know what I'm saying?
Comedy duo Frangela.
Seeing the House Republicans out petting every white girl slumber party that has ever happened.
And Hal Sparks.
Poor Jesse Lottie Ventura. To have his accent taken and watered down by Mike Pillow so egregiously.
Special VIP tickets get you meet and greet access to the stars after the show. May 11th in Madison at the Barrymore. Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World Comedy Tour. Tickets at sexyliberal.com.
Get it, get it, get it. Representative Mark Pocan and John Nichols of The Nation will join us.
Pocan.
Next Saturday.
Pocan.
Pecan, Pocan. Tomato, tomato. Next Saturday in Albuquerque with Super Spy Valerie Plame.
Can't wait for that.
And working on other things for that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Midas Touch said, if Michael Cohen went rogue and did things he wasn't supposed to do at all, then why did Donald Trump pay him? And then why would Donald Trump pay him extra? Oh, my God. This case, right, despite whatever, Hope Hicks' crocodile tears. That was it. She was devastating. Andrew Weissman said, this week ended on a very high note for the DA's office. I cannot stress enough how much of a big fat nail in the coffin Hope Hicks was to the Trump criminal defense. She makes it incontrovertible from a Trump loyalist that Trump was 100% aware of the hush money agreement, not only with Karen McDougal, but also with Stormy Daniels.
Right.
Okay, so he's been found in contempt for the
11 billionth
time. And the judge once again said, threatened jail, but did not do it. To which I say, do it.
It's the 11th billionth time the judge has threatened jail?
No, it's only the second.
Yeah. Okay. The DA's office didn't ask for it. It has to start with fines. You can only do a fine of $1,000. We'll talk to Jill Weinbach.
Okay.
Tony in Vegas, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Tony.
Good morning, guys. Well, actually, afternoon for me because I get off of work at 5 a.m.
Oh,
thank you for letting us know your schedule. Let me write that down.
Mm-hmm. Vegas is a 24-hour day.
It just says. I watch Hacks. Okay, go ahead.
So this whole Trump thing is just been fabricated. This whole, everything about Donald Trump is staged or fabricated. The whole Kristi Noem shooting the puppy whole thing, she thought she was going to launch it into a campaign to get the VP nomination.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the pizza story that happened last week.
Oh, my God. Did you see the pizza story?
He didn't. It was fake.
I know. You can see the way he's handling the boxes. There's nothing in them. Yeah. I mean, that says everything about his whole campaign, his whole career. Mm-hmm. Nothing. It's, remember all the papers? I've divested from all of my businesses. All these papers show it. And the reporters later are like, all of the pages are blank.
Yeah.
Of course, he didn't divest from a thing. Oh, my God. And Kristi Noem, 17, this is where we were starting last hour. Just that they're just liars.
She's such a liar.
Whether she keeps changing the puppy story to that she met Kim Jong-un, that, oh, blah, blah, blah.
So you did not meet with Kim Jong-un. That's what you're saying.
No, I met with many, many world leaders. Many world leaders. I've traveled around the world. I think I've talked extensively in this book about my time serving in Congress, my time as governor, before governor, some of the travels that I've had. I'm not going to talk about my specific meetings with world leaders. I'm just not going to do that. This anecdote shouldn't have been in the book, and as soon as it was brought to my attention, I made sure that that was adjusted.
You wrote the anecdote.
This is the mistakes were made.
Right.
It shouldn't have been. It's your book.
You wrote it.
The audio book.
Right. Your name is on the book.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You know, whether or not you wrote the book is you.
Yeah.
It's her name is on it. Right. Yeah. She had to approve every single word.
And read it for the audio book. Okay.
I know you read this book before it was published because you released video of your recording of the audio book. You didn't catch these errors when you were recording it?
Oh, Margaret, as soon as it was brought to my attention, I took action.
What does that mean?
You did not! You read the words!
It was printed in book.
Like your ass is on fire. Oh, thank you for bringing that to my attention.
As soon as it was brought to my attention, right.
I put the fire out.
The ass fire
in my
out.
Ass.
The end of the book, you say the very first thing you would do if you got to the White House that was different from Joe Biden is you'd make sure Joe Biden's dog was nowhere on the grounds, Commander Say Hello to Cricket. Are you doing this to try to look tough? Do you still think that you have a shot at being a VP?
Well, number one, Joe Biden's dog has attacked 24 Secret Service people. So how many people is enough people to be attacked and dangerously hurt before you make a decision on a dog and
what
to do with it?
Well, he's not living at the White House anymore.
That's the question that the president should be held accountable to.
You're saying he should be shot?
What a sociopath. Right, the president... He just keeps doubling, tripling, quadrupling. Yep. Commander Meat Cricket?
Yeah.
You're a psychopath.
That's a threat.
Yeah, by the way, go to any normal person and tell them you want to shoot their dog and see how that plays. Right.
What that is a threat.
Yes. Normal people do what Joe Biden did. They rehome them to a more suitable home.
Right.
Or a different kind of training or whatever. Oh, my God. Yeah, Allison Gill was the first one I saw this. Not only did Christine Ohm lie him up meeting Kim Jong-un, she compared the children she taught to him because they're little tyrants. She then insinuated Commander Biden should be shot. Commander Meat Cricket. This woman shouldn't be allowed within 500 feet of dogs or children.
I agree.
Seriously, would you let him her watch your kids or your dogs?
No, God no.
Kobe.
Not with those chunky blonde highlights.
Christine Ohm said... Covey tweets, Christine Ohm is a liar and a puppy killer who cheats on her husband. She's a terrible human being and therefore the perfect Republican. Thank you. What do I keep saying? It's a feature, not a bug of this party. Sue in Rockville. Hello, Sue.
Hey there. I probably need a whole segment, but I'm not getting that. But, you know, the University of Maryland has 44,000 students. And you know how many of them are protesting?
How many?
Not many. Okay, because they go to school. And since my grandson is one of them, I can tell you, as I know, an entire fraternity, massive fraternity, they're not protesting. They're getting ready for finals. Right. They're coming back from study abroad. They're having fun with their friends, and they're not involved. And the press has done, again, an absolutely piss-poor job of following the money. Who is funding all these groups? Why have over 100 of those arrested at the NYPD not even students? What Jen Rubin wrote a great article in the Post this morning about how the funding is coming out of anti-Jewish Palestinian groups that are determined, Americans for Justice in Palestine. These kids are not all kids. Everyone forgets the Tea Party. Everyone forgets the AstroTurf. Because this country couldn't have, these white people couldn't have tolerate a black POTUS.
Yeah.
And now we're seeing it again. Campus after campus, this rise of anti-Semitism. I heard what Rood said. We believe in free speech. That's not the issue here. And guess what? As my rant goes, and I was protesting Vietnam. I'm old enough. I'm so old. I was down on Wall Street when I got chased by construction workers who were going to hurt me. All right, I've been there. And you know what? All the protests in Vietnam, all the anti-war protests, we got one thing achieved. We wanted to stop American boys from dying in Vietnam.
Exactly.
And in 1973, we got the end of the draft. That was our only accomplishment.
That's why my sister died a strip of her hair white, right up the middle, like a skunk.
Yeah, what does destroying Royce Hall at UCLA or Hamilton Hall in Colombia do for the plight of the Palestinians?
You know who said that on Twitter? Some fine American named Chris LeVoy. Can I feel your head? What is going on?
What?
You're making too much sense lately.
What did I do? Oh, are you looking for it?
Uh-oh.
I can pull it up.
I got it.
Okay.
Oh, that's a different one.
Oh,
my God. Did I actually have you print him twice?
Yes, you did.
What is happening?
I don't know.
Chris, who said Jerry Seinfeld, who whines that PC police have killed the sitcom, has apparently never seen It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, a decidedly un-PC sitcom that has aired for checks, timeline, 16 seasons. Who said that?
The Incredible Hulk.
No, you did. Oh, well, that's close enough.
Close. Bruce or David Banner.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, but you made the point. Do I have it here? Whatever. You are right here. You could just do it.
I could.
No, but you just were saying, what does destroying Royce Hall have to do? How is that helping get aid to Palestinians?
It doesn't.
It's not. Or
free the hostages or not. Any of what we would all like to see. Palestine get their own state or,
You know, people pushed back on it and said, well, it's trying to get colleges to divest. And I'm like, you know what? We can work on that later. The pressing issue.
As Bruce
right
even
now,
said, that's not going to happen tomorrow. Right. We can't, divestment is not something that can happen like this.
We
you know?
Can work on both at the same time.
Yes.
But all these protesters want is to destroy Royce Hall. And that's not getting food to Gazans.
Speaking of Rude Pundit, Chris.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Who wrote?
Uh-oh.
Of the students on the campuses.
Okay.
Maybe if you marched because you wanted the police to stop murdering black people and the only response was more oppression by the police. Maybe if you've been told you have to get a university education to get anywhere in this world, but the only way to do that is to go deeply into debt. Maybe if you've come out of a public education system that's been contorted away from learning and only gives up about outcomes, assessments related to how well you take a test. Excuse me. Maybe if you're told you're not allowed to learn about the racist history of the country or the complicated nature of gender and sexuality, maybe if you watch as the richest country in the world can't come up with a way to get health care and food and homes to the needy, maybe the final straw. Okay. Anyway, who said all that? You know what I'm saying.
Emmett Kelly.
No, Rude Pundit wrote it in the great piece.
Emmett Kelly was a scruffy hobo, you see.
He was. I met him.
I see what you're doing.
Did you really?
Uh-huh.
You've met everybody.
Oh, Charlie Chaplin. He played a little hobo, didn't he?
He played a tramp.
Tramp.
Whatever. Okay. Tramp hobo.
Difference.
Yeah, there is a difference.
All right. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Doug DeMo. And a Shorkey's migratory nighttime patterns that I discussed last hour.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's, they could be too happy and healthy, and that's why they migrate all night around the bed, and Bonnie becomes a combination. I'm trying to figure out, like, what the thing that, like, yeah, a canine CPAP machine
sure.
on my face all night, but
right.
maybe like an alien face hugger meets uh-huh. a koala meets a
CPAP.
Yeah. Okay. News and happiest, healthiest dogs. Mommy gives them Dr. Marty's. They love their Dr. Marty's Nature's yeah. Blend.
It gives them strength.
Yeah, it does. To migrate
right.
all over the bed. Okay. Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is superfoods, period. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, blueberries, kale, spinach, sweet potatoes, you name it, all superfoods, freeze-dried raw. They go crazy for the flavor. That means for you, it is dry to the touch, pantry safe, shelf stable. But for them, it is just an irresistible flavor and texture.
Bless you.
Oh, pardon me. Thank you. Right now, save
up. Is it hypoallergenic too?
Yes. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures. Oh, that's how I get them in their vests to hike, because they want to go, but then they play a game where they run away from me until they get a Tilly's Treasure.
Okay.
I'm not well trained. They are well trained. I'm not. Okay. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
I think you are filth. I think you are scum.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
1 out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The John and Gordy Show.
When they speak up, people respond to that, yes. React to that, and they may not react very well to that, and they may even dispute it and may argue and debate with them. And they're making off all this stuff about, you know, being silenced and censored. They want to avoid the consequences of their ideas. Live with the consequences of your thoughts, of your ideas, and grow up.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Watergate prosecutor Joe Weinbanks coming up. Very, very exciting. Yep. Our friend, our buddy, our pal, Lindy Lee tweets, Hope Hicks didn't testify until she was called by the prosecution. Pence didn't testify until he was subpoenaed. John Bolton didn't expose Trump until he had a book to sell. Mark Meadows didn't semi-cooperate until he faced prison. Trump and his enablers are not sorry. They're just sorry they got caught.
Yep.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lindy.
She's good.
Yeah. Oh, she's very good. Okay. This was a guess the quote for you. Who said we had a monster in the presidency not because of Donald Trump, because of the people who voted for Trump and the people who worked for Trump's campaign to get him there? You got monsters like Trump thanks to people like Hope Hicks. Who said that?
Cookie Monster.
No, Lawrence O'Donnell. We already played it. It was right there. You played it. Your big, meaty, hammy finger played that soundbite.
I bet you Lawrence O'Donnell likes cookies, though.
Okay. Joyce Vance said, witnesses cry or get emotional on the stand for a lot of different reasons. But here, given Hope Hicks' relationship with Trump, it suggests it's because she's under oath. She's had to reveal facts she'd rather have left unsaid. And she's concerned that she has damaged Trump, which is why they're saying it was so powerful for the prosecution. Here is Andrew Weissman. Andrew Weissman.
My fellow.
Yes.
11.
Yeah. I have to say, I had your reaction, which is I didn't really care why she was crying. And I think it's sort of too overplayed. I really cared about the substance of her testimony. And I also thought about how her crying was kind of icing on the cake for the DA's office. I'm not in any way suggesting that they sought it. But her testimony was a body blow to the defense here.
Yeah, he went on to say.
Because she put the guilty knowledge of the hush money payments into Donald Trump's mouth. And she recounted that testimony to the jurors. I totally understand your opening about putting her in perspective in the same way one could do with respect to David Pecker and you've done also with respect to Mr. Davidson.
Yeah, and he said, and Hicks crying on the stand makes it that much clearer. She does not want to be implicating her former boss. The DA is making the case as J6 committee did through Trump loyalists.
Mm-hmm.
Devastating. 29 minutes after the hour, Stephanie Miller Show.
My family and friends are always with me, no matter where I may be. Sharing stories from home helps me sustain my recovery from my mental and substance use disorder. Join the Voices for Recovery. Our families, our stories, our recovery.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-4357. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. My story is yours. I am a mother.
I'm a father, a son,
a daughter. I am in recovery from a mental illness,
a substance use disorder.
With support from family and community,
we are victorious.
Join the Voices for Recovery. Our families, our stories, our recovery.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Mommy, sing me to sleep.
Sure, sweetie. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. You're a ball of gas that's very far. 32 light years in the sky. 10 parsecs, which is really high. Helium, carbon, and
hydrogen
fuse to make our starry friend. When it enters supernova stage, it explodes with bursts of rays. And if the star's mass is big and bold, it will become a big black hole. And if the star's mass is big and bold, it will become a big black hole.
Thanks, Mom.
By the sixth grade, many girls lose interest in math and science, so it's up to parents to help create a brighter future for them. For some simple ideas, go to girlsgotech.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by Girl Scouts of USA and Ad Council.
Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m., I shower. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m., I shower. I start laundry at 8. At 10, we go for a walk. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m.
For those dealing with the daily struggles of caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community with experts and other caregivers for advice, tips, and support. Together, let's help each other better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
But at the trial, in terms of evidence, I was thinking about what she said was devastating, and there's no question that her crying would underscore to the jury, in my view, that she was not there because she wanted to help the government, that she had all loyalty for the Trump Organization. And so it was going to make it impossible for the defense to actually say that she was lying to help the government and to hurt Donald Trump. That's not why you cry. So I just thought it in some ways was an exclamation point to what had just happened in court, which was, I think, just very much a very, very difficult witness for the defense to be able to overcome.
Yeah, Andrew Weissman went on to say why Hicks is such a devastating witness against Trump. One, she makes it clear Trump knew of the Cohen payoff scheme to Daniels. Two, even if you believe his statement to her that he only learned after the fact. Three, her testimony sinks Trump's defense since he is on record in civil case admitting that he reimbursed Cohen the $130,000. Four, Hicks establishes what Trump knew. True knew that that money was for Daniels' silence, not for the claimed legal fees for ongoing legal work by Cohen.
Blammo.
Yeah, exactly. That's a legal term, right?
Blammo, yes.
Yes, indeed. Okay.
Ipso post blammo.
Yeah, whatever. Karen in Chicago. Hello, Karen.
Hi. Hi, good morning. Lovely Stephanie, you are always radiant and beautiful, but you look particularly radiant and beautiful today.
Thank you.
You're very well lit.
Thank you.
And it's the free speech.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
You were blocking your light when you did that, by the way.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. We need side light. We need all sorts of things.
Listen, after three years of Zoom, you know, I'm noticing every single flaw, every single wrinkle, my neck, you know, so I'm thinking Jenny Cell is definitely in my future.
Yeah, me too. Oh, look, so, I added another ring light on my microphone.
Don't
How's
do
that?
That?
Is that too much light?
You're blocking your shot. You're blocking your face.
Don't block the shot. Don't block the shot, man.
Exactly.
We'll figure it out.
All right, we'll do it live. Okay, go ahead.
What I would like to say is, it drives me crazy. I was like literally giving Lawrence O'Donnell a standing ovation because I don't care why she's crying. Okay. She's not, you don't get extra credit for doing the right thing.
Right.
Yeah. You know, so I'm so tired of that. And like, I heard, you know, during the day, you know, people are like, oh, you know, it was, you know, particularly like a, you know, kind of had a sympathetic, you know, moment for her. It's like, no.
Oh, she gets too much credit because she's pretty.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, people, like, how many male reporters, like, went soft because they were crushing on Hope Hicks, right? I mean.
Yes, exactly. Oh, my gosh. Did you see that footage? I think it was Jonathan Carl in the White House. They would greet her and, like, kiss her on the cheek.
Ay, ay, ay.
You know?
Oh, you know what reminds me of? Brides?
Remember?
Do you remember Rose Byrne and
she was so good
Bridesmaids? Kristen Wiig says,
so
"Oh, I'm so happy. You're so ugly when you cry." And she goes, "No, I'm still pretty."
Yeah, right. Exactly. But can I just say, Sue? I mean, Sue, just she's always so spot on. I just want to, you know, the mainstream media. Remember after 2016, and when we found out that we were all micro targeted and they used, you know, things to divide the left.
Yeah.
A reminder, and I wish that the media would start sounding the alarm now and let people know, because what we do know is that Iran, China, and Russia are micro-targeting people on the left
and by the
social
way,
media using Gaza.
Sue, or excuse me, Karen, pardon me, can I just yelled out Sue's name? I'm so sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you think Corey Lewandowski ever yelled out Hope Hicks or
Kathy Noem's
sure name while they were with the
I'm
other
sure
one?
He did.
Oh,
sure he did.
It's okay. All psychotic right-wing women look the same. What was I saying, Karen? Sorry. No, I was saying more than one thing can be true. What you just said, right, about there are definitely bad actors involved that want to divide us, all of whom have the goal of getting Trump reelected. But secondly, kids can feel passionate about what is happening in Gaza. I think that is also true, you know, so it doesn't mean more than one thing isn't true at the same time.
Absolutely. Totally agree. Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, no, I think that again, we have got to be very careful. They are doing it again. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I have nieces and nephews and I have very, you know, lively conversations and they say some things and, you know, we do have to remember too, you know, like I think Rude was saying, you know, the time that these kids grew up in as well, you know, and some of these kids that are out there protesting, they were not of voting age back in the lead up to 2016. So they may not have been participating in that kind, you know, that divisive interaction on Facebook and Twitter and things like that. Whereas we, because we know we went through it and we also witnessed Rabin and Arafat in the Oslo Accord. So we have to also provide some background for these kids, these young people, and have these real conversations with them.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. Okay.
Love you guys.
Boo, boo, boo. Foo, foo, foo. Yeah, I love this new from Aaron Rupar. What's most striking in the Time magazine interview is that Trump, even after 4 years as president, has virtually no grasp on any policy issue beyond empty talking points, most of which are lies. That's the other thing. Let's not overlook how evil and criminal he is and forget how unbelievably stupid he is.
Right.
He literally doesn't know anything about anything.
Right.
He knows what basically, like, talking points he's heard from other people and blah, blah, blah. Whatever your issue is, he doesn't care about it.
Right.
He doesn't understand it.
He's like tofu.
People can adjust. No, tofu is too benign.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm tofu.
People can mold him into whatever they want him to be, and that's
like
the
a little orange
thing.
Slab of clay.
Exactly. Like Pokey. We'll call him Pokey.
Pokey. There you go. Gumby and Pokey.
Kevin in D.C. Hi, Kev.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
And thanks for the nerd reference of Gumby and Pokey.
You're welcome.
Indeed.
By the way, I'm in jokey joke, but Karen, as wonderful as she is and what she just said and following up to is spot on, but you know, calling you lovely Stephanie is copyright infringement.
Oh, that's right.
I may have to see a lawyer.
Oh, I thought it was only Alabaster Angel.
I think, good point. I think I called you lovely Stephanie first. That's how you affected me the first time I contacted you. But anyway.
Thank you.
I am exasperated with that party. And again, I always say, because I belong to a tribe that has been demonized beyond all reason over this whole few centuries, I am very hesitant to label everyone. But just, you know, any one group of people, one thing. But just this weekend, with Muchmouth's uglier, stupider twin, Scott, refusing to say that he would accept the, you know,
results,
accept the consequences of the elections,
yeah.
Or, you know, our girl there, you know, doubling down and quadrupling down about the shooting the dog story and the other things
yes.
she does.
Her answer is she would like to shoot more dogs, including Commander.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And two Fox News idiots, once again, joking about an 82 years old Speaker of the House's husband getting beat down. They were just chuckling, laughing. I mean, please talk me down. Whenever I make a statement, I always offer people to talk me down, because as a person, a grown man who reads comic books, admittedly, I don't know anything. But what good are they? They're from top to bottom awful people.
Yeah,
this
they
not,
are. Well, that's what I said.
About...
They're the pro-rapist, pro-cancer, pro-puppy shooting in the face party.
Yep.
So if that's your thing,
yes.
Go for it.
And is that the same woman? I may be getting my horrible Republican one messed up, but is she the same woman that, while heartbreakingly telling about her experience of being raped, but then is supporting an adjudicated racist? Is that the same woman, or is that another one?
Yes. And by the way, extra points for pronouncing adjudicated. Okay. Speaking of which, Norm Ornstein tweeted, Hillary Clinton spoke this morning at a memorial service for Mike Berman, towering figure for decades, Democratic politics. She was witty, eloquent, and warm, something that is actually what she always is for those who know her. It reminded me again of how tragic was her loss for the country. Jim Comey has that on his conscience, or should.
Yep. Are you going to be mad about something?
I'm going to die mad about 2016. I'm just saying, if you want that T-shirt, that T-shirt is also available. Along with the Hillary was right about everything T-shirt.
We also have the brand new Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour shirt.
Oh, my God. I can't wait. Jody and I have baseball shirts on order. You have your Black Man's Tee on the way.
Yep.
The brand new Sexy Liberal Save the World merch.
It's got all the cities on the back of the T-shirt. Just
like a real
concert shirt.
I'm a real girl with a real tour.
Yeah.
Thank you, Live Nation and NS2.
Right. Just go to sexyliberal.com. And that's where the Sexy Liberal Tour store is.
Yeah, and we always sell out Madison. That's where the tour began.
Yep.
So get those last tickets for Madison this weekend.
Yes.
And then Albuquerque next weekend. Valerie Plame's joining us. We're working on more surprises.
I'm joining you for Albuquerque, too.
I know. Chris LaVoy's first show. He's handling the whole west of the Mississippi.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Extra muscles in Albuquerque.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Don't make me oil up and be a...
Come on.
No.
Oh, do it.
No.
Oh, do your posing trunks. Hi, Seth, Homo of Hope. Hi.
Good Monday, homos, and Jody, who runs the showmo.
Yes.
So I want to first say, Stephanie, today you are bringing extra light where there once was darkness and the whole world. Thanks you for that.
Thank you. Well, I think I'm going to see if I can put a – let me see here. I'm going to put more light on since everybody likes this. Go ahead. Uh-huh.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Yes.
It's not a good look.
Going back to Kristi Noem, when she says about Biden's dog, like he attacked 24 people, like that's like that number was enough to do something about that dog. Well, the follow-up question is, well, what about all the kids who've been killed by guns?
Yeah.
What number is enough
they don't care
to do
about
something
them.
About that?
Yeah.
No, right. So, like, their logic never follows through. It's always like
you're making
by
too much
incident
sense.
And the absolutely.
You're making too much sense. You got to go now. Okay. Too much sense. You're already making sense this morning.
We can't have that.
Okay. These are, you know what, Lord, we've been talking about the dangers of AI. This, to me, is the magic of AI.
I just double-checked. I believe I got them all.
But this is just like, can you imagine if the Supreme Court gave Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama absolute immunity? And this is so, they did a fake, like, you know, War of the Worlds kind of thing,
right,
where they did an actual, you know, we interrupt this broadcast. SCOTUS has voted to have all POTUSes have complete immunity for acts taken while in office. The president will discuss this, at, you know, from the Oval Office at 9 p.m. But anyway, this is the AI Biden.
Supreme Court destroyed 235 years of America's sacred principle that no man is above the law. The conservative majority's corrupt decision that a president cannot be held accountable for criminal acts has stained our nation and our Constitution. And psych! Who the f*** am I kidding, folks? As a president, I'm now totally immune from prosecution. So I'm going to commit every crime in the damn book, starting with that piece of shit, Trump.
Oh.
I'm pleased to announce that after the court's decision, I had Donald Trump arrested and taken to a secret prison. And he's going to sit there and rot in solitary confinement until the end of time. You ain't ever going to see or hear from that piece of ever again. And that ain't the only fun I'm having. I ordered a freight train to Fort Knox and had all the gold loaded onto it. That's mine now, bitch. And then I sent a fleet of trucks to every Federal Reserve Bank in the country and emptied those motherfuckers out. I'm talking about trillions of dollars in cash money, and it's all mine now, courtesy of the Supreme Court.
Come on.
Y'all probably didn't think about this when you made that decision, did you? That's because y'all only wanted to protect Donald Trump, but you just gave me the power to do whatever the I want. And by God, I'm doing it. So I'm pleased to announce that I've outlawed the Republican Party forever and ordered the military to arrest every Trump voter and take their guns.
Ah. Oh, come on. Somewhere deep down. It's deeply satisfying.
Hopefully SCOTUS listened to that and went,
ooh. Maybe they Scooby-Dooed it. Nine Scooby-Doos. Hmm? Ay, ay, ay. Yes, that would be the there's dangers of AI. That would be the wonders of AI.
That's also a danger of AI because, you know, someone could actually
believe it.
That's probably going around MAGA. See, look what Biden's going to do.
Idiots. That doesn't fill me with good tidings of great joy.
Well, that was fun. I don't care. You can't take my joy today, mister.
All right.
Don't steal my joy. Fart joke. Okay, 48 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. I've already chosen my Cozy Earth pajamas. I checked the weather in Madison.
What's it going to be?
Long sleeve. It's going to be over like 40s at night.
Really?
You know, cold at night. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. For my little sensitive California blood. Okay. And I love summer vacations, but not scratchy hot hotel sheets, right? I take my buttery soft Cozy Earth sheets. You can take it with you. I'm telling you. You can have blissful sleep at home or away by visiting CozyEarth.com. Use my code Miller. You save 35% at checkout. Cozy Earth sheets made with viscose from bamboo, famous for temperature regulating qualities. They don't trap uncomfortable heat like lesser grade hotel bedding. Cozy Earth's cool, decadent softness surpasses even the finest resort sheets, right? Your jammies, your sheets, you can take Cozy Earth with you.
Oh, my God.
How about the Cozy Earth bamboo joggers and pullover? That's really soft and fun to travel in. Okay, Cozy Earth can turn every waking and sleeping moment into pure luxurious bliss. Use my code Miller at CozyEarth.com for an exclusive 35% off. The code is Miller, 35% off at CozyEarth.com.
It's like a Mensa meeting with fart jokes. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge. Once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. Number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding Bonnie and Clyde Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. Shelf-stable, dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Ew. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds, and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is getting a $62 million grant from the Biden administration to help install solar power, but those types of projects might be against Wisconsin law. The Cap-Times of Madison reports it's not clear how it will all work out. Stakeholders in the state will finalize grant planning in the coming weeks. Inmates in Wisconsin state prisons are finding expression and healing through art. Deborah Bremer is the curator of an exhibit called Art Against the Odds. She says the results are uplifting for inmates and their families.
There's pride, and you can imagine that that might be rare when you have a relative or a loved one who has done something and, you know, is being punished by incarceration.
The exhibit is on view at the Neville Public Museum in Green Bay through Sunday the 19th. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. University of Wisconsin-Madison faculty and staff are holding a rally to support the student pro-Palestine protest on campus. Professors say it's an opportunity to explore the encampment and have conversations with students and others. Faculty, staff, and students then march to Bascom Hall for a faculty senate meeting. Professors tell Channel 27 they hope the faculty rally will push the university to let students be more involved in decision-making. The new Bayview Community Center at the Bayview Affordable Housing Redevelopment is now open to the public. The center was created by and for the people who live there as part of the second phase of the Bayview Foundation's affordable housing redevelopment in the area known as the Triangle in downtown Madison. Bayview developers and people who live there aim to make it a model for other affordable housing projects. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. In Guys Who Can't Stop Being Creeps news, Grabby McGee, a.k.a. Kevin Spacey, is under fire again for inappropriately touching people. Not so ironically, the allegations come before the release of a new documentary about Kevin Spacey for, wait for it, inappropriately touching people. To keep the investigations easier, authorities have asked people that haven't been groped by Spacey to please come forward. Spacey Unmasked drops on Max May 6th. Fans of Blue Bloods have had a nice run, but the show ends in December. Deadline.com reports Tom Selleck has warned the producers that people might not be ready to say goodbye, and I'm sure he did so in the most measured, borderline, dull, unexciting way possible. Just kidding. Love the Sellickster, and 14 years is a pretty good run. The network says they are looking for new ideas. Translation? Be prepared for something other than Blue Bloods that is exactly like Blue Bloods to premiere next fall. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. We'll get to 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear in the evening. Chance of thunderstorms after midnight, or low 54. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun with scattered thunderstorms and locally heavy rain with those. Our high tomorrow, 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Darcy Haber, I hear you have solar panels on your office building. Since when are real estate brokers so concerned about the environment?
Drew, you should know that at Solidarity Realty, we provide outstanding real estate service while adhering to our core progressive values. Environmental sustainability is a big part of that.
So you really walk your talk, huh?
Yeah, I even walk to work.
Come on, always?
Well, sometimes I bike, and if I have an appointment across town, I use my solar panels to charge my plug-in.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Check them out at SolidarityRealty.com.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome author of Searching for Patty Hearst, a true crime novel, Roger Rappaport, and Wisconsin comedian Tracy Schrader joins me in studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Huh? This just summed it up to me. Jennifer tweets, a Democrat is someone who is motivated. Oh, wait, hang on, that's not what I meant. I meant this music. A Democrat is someone who, or fill in the blank, sexy liberal, is someone who is motivated by freedom, equality, and social justice and political practices that allow us, allow all citizens to meaningfully share power. Democracy is a way of life. It's also a way of thinking and communicating. So is fascism. Normalize democracy. Weirdify fascism. Yep, exactly. Weirdify.
I love it.
Empathy for All tweets, if you don't want any more rights taken away, vote Democratic. Keep your Social Security and Medicare strong by voting for Democrats. If you want to keep your right to vote in a Democratic Republic, if you believe in the common good like our country's founders, vote Democratic. Yep.
Going to say all those same things, you know, go to Sexy Liberal Show.
Right, sexyliberal.com. Mm-hmm. John F. Kennedy quote, what it means to be a liberal, just saying. Okay.
All the good liberals go to the Sexy Liberal
That's
Show.
Right. That's right. Oh no, she twinned.
All the cool ones.
Oh, all the cool
tweeted.
Kids.
All the cool kids.
Go to Sexy Liberal.
Yeah. Oh no, she twinned. Uh-huh. Tweets. Mike Huckabee's son hanged a dog. Sarah Palin's son stood on one. Tammy Lauren kicks hers. Mitt Romney drove with his on the roof of his car. Ted Cruz abandoned his. Kristi Noem shot hers. In conclusion, Republicans are a bunch of dog hating sociopaths. Thank you. Vote no on dog hating sociopaths.
The one good thing I can say about Carrie Lake, she loves her dog.
By the way, Rick Stengel with a good point. One thing the trial makes abundantly clear, no one in the Trump organization or campaign, including Trump, ever thought for even a fraction of a second of a moment about telling the truth. Mm-hmm. It's the other thing you see about Hope Hicks, right? Deny, yeah. deny. Mm-hmm. They're all liars that knew they were working for the biggest liar in the world, yep. Period. Watergate prosecutor Jill Weinbanks next.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we do the show from the chair while I get my hair cut. We're not joking. It's the haircut show. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.